supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the terrors of the unknown. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative ways, hear you utterly and sincerely. Turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me again today. I had a request for a radio version of The Monkey's Paw, that short story. I found one here from Favorite Story, a series that was hosted by Ronald Coleman. It aired from 1946 to 1949. Here it is, The Monkey's Paw.
This is Ronald Coleman, inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour, Favorite Story. Since time began, men have been wishing on the stars, searching for fortunes at the end of rainbows. In the folklore of all nations and all peoples, we find this longing to peer into the mystery of the unknown, to turn our humdrum lives inside out with a miracle of wishes. If you had 3 wishes, master, what would you wish? So spoke the genies of the Arabian Nights and the little people of Irish legend. Many stories have been written on this theme, but none to match The Monkey's Paw by W.W. Jacobs. The man who picked it as his favorite is one of the greats of the music and the theater world, Oscar Hammerstein II. All America loves his Oklahoma, Carousel, and Showboat. Oscar Hammerstein knows good stories, and this is an exciting one. Here's Act One of The Monkey's Paw. Outside, the night was cold and wet. But in the small parlor, the blinds were drawn and the fire...
See, I ought to be able to beat you this time, Herbert. I'll move my bishop. There.
Good.
Oh. Oh, dear. Listen to the wind, Herbert.
I'm listening. Check. Oh, mate. You've lost another round, Father.
He'll never come. We live out too far. Of all the beastly, slushy, out-of-the-way places to live in, this is the worst. The pathway's a bog. The road's a torrent. I don't know what the government's thinking about. I suppose because there are only 2 houses on this road, they think it doesn't matter.
Never mind, dear. Perhaps we'll win the next one.
There he is now. I heard the gate swing open.
I'll get the door. The poor man must be soaked through. Just wait till you meet him. Fascinating man. I've been waiting for years for you two to get to know him. Oh, blame this door. We've just got to get this latch fixed. Morris, welcome. It's grand to see you.
Hello, White.
Come in, come in. It's a wet night, man.
Well, I'm used to bad weather. That's better. That's nice in here.
Mother, Herbert, I'm very proud to present my old friend... Sergeant Major Morris. My wife?
Pleasure, Mrs. White.
The pleasure is ours, sir.
My son, Herbert.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
The same, I'm sure.
Come close to the fire.
Oh, good.
Dinner's already steaming hot, but you'll be wanting to dry yourself a bit, sir.
That's fine.
My friend here has had adventures that would make your head spin. 21 years of it. When he went away, he was a slip of a youth in the warehouse. Now, look at him.
Well, he doesn't look to have taken much harm.
You weren't even born yet, Herbert.
Yeah, that's a fine lad. What do you do, young man?
I'm a mechanic at Ma and Megan's, sir.
That's a machinery works in town. Oh, Herbert's doing fine. So much so, Morris, that I took my pension and retired from the warehouse. That all sounds pretty tame. Next to the jungles and India...
India.
I'd like to go to India myself someday. Just to look around a bit, you know.
You're better where you are.
No, but I'd like to see those old temples and the magicians, the jugglers. Say, Morris, what was that you started to tell me the other day about a monkey's paw?
Nothing. Leastways, nothing worth hearing.
What's that, a monkey's paw?
Well, it's just a bit of what you might call magic, perhaps.
Things like that fascinate me. What does it look like?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have it here in my pocket. Now, let me see. Oh, yes. There. There, you see? Just an ordinary little paw dried to a mummy.
Oh, may I see it? Oh, thank you. It's not very much of anything, is it?
Let me see it, Herbert.
There you are, Father.
What's so special about it, Morris?
Well, it had a spell put on it by an old magician. He wanted to show that fate ruled people's lives and that those who interfered with it did so to their sorrow. He put a spell on it so that three separate men could each have three wishes from it.
Well, why don't you have three, sir?
I have.
Hank, did you really have the three wishes granted?
I did.
And has anybody else wished?
The first man had his three wishes, yes. I don't know what the first two were, but the third was for death. That's how I got the paw.
Well, if you've had your three wishes, it's no good to you now then, Morris. Why do you keep it?
Oh, fancy, I suppose. I did have some idea of selling it, but I don't think I will. It's caused enough mischief already. People won't buy it, besides.
Why?
Oh, they think it's a fairy tale, some of them, and those who do think anything of it want to try first and pay me afterwards.
If you could have another three wishes, would you have them?
I don't know. I don't know. No, I wouldn't. Nor should anybody else. There.
Oh, why did you throw it in the fire, man? It's valuable. There we are. Got it just in time.
You should have let it burn.
Oh, if you don't want it, Morris, give it to me.
I won't. Throw it on the fire. If you keep it, don't blame me for what happens.
What happens?
Anything you wish for. Except...
yeah.
Except it happens so naturally that you almost believe it's merely coincidence. White is an old friend. I beg you, pitch it on the fire again like a sensible man.
No, it intrigues me. Tell me, Morris, how does it work?
Well, you hold it up in your right hand and wish aloud. But I warn you of the consequence.
It sounds like the Arabian Nights. Well, I better get started on supper. If you're going to make a wish, wish for four pair of hands for me.
That's a very amusing idea. I wish...
Stop, man! For the love of heaven, stop! You must wish. Wish for something sensible.
Oh, well, we'll just forget it completely. But if you don't mind, I would like to keep it as a souvenir.
As you like.
All right, everybody. Dinner's ready.
Good night. Good night, all.
Good night, sir.
Once more, I urge you. Throw away the monkey's paw.
Perhaps you're right. We shall see. Well, it's been fine having you. I'm glad the rain stopped. Please come again.
Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That was an interesting evening, eh?
Well, if that yarn about the monkey's paw isn't truer than the ones he told us at dinner, we won't make much out of it.
Did you give him anything for it, Father?
A trifle. He didn't want it, but I made him take it.
Probably the soundest investment you ever made. Why, we're going to be rich and famous and happy. Wish to be an emperor, Father, to begin with. Then you can't be
henpecked. What? Now, kick you right over the head. Imagine talking about your own mother that way.
Oh, Mother. Herbert, do you know I don't really have anything to wish for? And that's a fact. With you two, it seems to me I've got everything I want.
If you cleared the mortgage on the house, you'd be happier, wouldn't you?
Why, yes, I guess I would.
Well, wish for £200, then. That'll just do it.
All right. Monkey's paw in right hand. Hold it up. There we are. I wish for 200 pounds.
Oh. What's the matter? Oh.
It moved, as I wished. It twisted in my hands like a snake.
Well, I don't see the money, and I bet I never shall.
Oh, it must have been your factory, Father.
I don't know. Never mind, though. There's no harm done. But it gave me a shock, all the same.
Well, we'd best be getting to bed.
What is that?
Just one of the upstairs doors hanging, Father.
It is bedtime, to be sure.
I expect you'll find the cash tied up in a big bag in the middle of your bed. And something horrible swatting up on top of the wardrobe, watching you as you pocket your ill-gotten gains.
You leave your father alone, Herbert. Good night, son. Sleep well.
Good night, Mother. Say, Dad, if the money should get here while I'm at work tomorrow, don't break into it until I get home. I'm afraid it'll turn you into a mean, stingy man, and we shall have to disown you.
Oh, go to bed.
Herbert's a bit late when he comes to work. He's getting cold. I'll have to warm it up again for him. Father, what are you looking at?
This silly monkey's paw. Imagine our listening to such nonsense last night.
I suppose all old soldiers are the same. Besides, how could wishes be granted in these wishes? And if they could, how could 200 pounds hurt you?
Might drop on my head. From the sky.
Oh, I suppose Herbert will have some of his funny remarks, too, when he gets home.
I dare say. But for all that, the thing moved in my hand. Now, that I'll swear to.
Oh, you thought it did.
I say it did. There was no thought about it. I had just...
Well,
what's the matter?
There's a man outside.
Huh?
Well dressed.
Oh? Where? He's passing on by.
Well, he started to come in the gate. Then he said he moved on.
He's coming back. Stopping again. Oh, here he comes up the path. I'll go to the door, Mother.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir? Can I help you?
I was asked to call. I come from Moore and Meggins.
Moore and Meggins. It's a man from Herbert's factory, Mother.
From Herbert? Is anything the matter? Has anything happened to Herbert? What is it?
Mother, now don't jump to conclusions. Just come in, sir, please. You've not brought bad news, I'm sure.
I'm sorry.
Is he hurt?
Badly hurt. But he is not in any pain.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God for that. Thank... No, no.
He was caught in the machine.
Oh!
Caught in the machine.
Oh!
Mother. Mother. The firm wish me to convey their sincere sympathy with you in your great loss. And in consideration of your son's services, they wish to present you with a certain sum as compensation.
Sum?
Yes. 200 pounds.
Oscar Hammerstein's favorite story, The Monkey's Paw. Long ago, an old magician in India placed a spell on a small, dried monkey's paw. He wanted to show that fate ruled people's lives, and that those who interfered with it did so to their sorrow. Travelers will come from India, tell of an old poem. The fates are not quite obdurate. They have a grim, sardonic way of granting men who supplicate the things they wanted yesterday. In a huge new cemetery some 2 miles distant, the old people buried their son and came back to a house steeped in shadow and silence. It was all over so quickly that at first they could hardly realize it. And they remained in a state of expectation, as if something else were about to happen. Something else which was to lighten this load too heavy for old hearts to bear. But the days passed, and expectation gave place to resignation. The hopeless resignation of the old. Sometimes they hardly exchanged a word, for now they had nothing to talk about, and their days were long to weariness. One night, the old man woke suddenly in the darkness, stretched out his hand, and found himself alone. The room was pitch black, and the sound of subdued weeping came from the window. He raised himself in bed and listened.
Mother, come back. Mother. You'll be cold.
It's colder for my son.
Try to sleep, my dear. It's very late.
I cannot sleep. I cannot sleep. It's impossible for me to sleep.
Mother. Mother, listen to me. Tears won't bring Herbert back, nor hysteria, nor sleepless nights.
Can you sleep? The nights are so long. The days are so empty.
Perhaps we should go away from this house. The wind in the rafters, the creaking floors. It is not good to be in such a house. In the darkness, all the sounds are like thunder.
Only one sound I want to hear. I lie awake, waiting for it. His footsteps. Coming down the road. Up the path. Through the door. Herbert.
Mother. Mother, we will go away. For a trip. For a vacation.
Oh, where could we go? Down what road? To what distant country? Could we find him there? No. Nowhere on this earth could we find our son.
Oh, take my hat. Come back to bed. It's so cold here. The bed is warm. Try to sleep. Try to forget.
Forget? What kind of a father are you?
I am a father and a husband, too. I love my son. But I love you, too,
oh.
Mother. And I say to you that Herbert would not have wished you to mourn so.
Oh, what can we do? What can we do?
We can do nothing, Mother, but live. Live for today and for what tomorrows we have left. Yesterday, let's try to think of all the beautiful things that happened. There were many good things in our lives. Try to think of them.
I...
Mother, what is it?
I just thought of something. Why, of course. Of course.
What? What did you think of?
The monkey's paw. The monkey's paw.
Well, what about it? What's the matter?
I want it.
Why? What for?
You haven't destroyed it. You haven't thrown it away.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, good. Where is it? Tell me quickly.
Downstairs in the parlor, on the mantelpiece.
Oh, thank goodness you haven't destroyed
it. Why? What do you want with it?
I always just thought of it. Why didn't I think of it before? Oh, why didn't you think of it?
Think of what?
The other two wishes. We've only had one.
Wasn't that enough?
No. We'll have one more. Go down and get it. Quickly.
What do you want to wish?
Wish our boy alive again.
Good Lord, woman, you are mad.
Go get it. Get it quickly. And wish. Oh, my boy. My boy.
Oh, get back to bed. You don't know what you're saying.
We have the first wish granted. Why not the second?
A coincidence.
Go and get it and wish.
No.
I beg you. I please. With you.
No.
Why not? Just to hear his footsteps coming back. To hear his knock on the door. To see his face. To hold his hand. Oh, please. Please.
I cannot touch the monkey's paw.
It horrifies me now, merely to touch it.
What can your horror be compared with the life of our boy? Here. Here's the candle. Light it.
Why? Why?
Light it. Here is the match.
I will light the candle, but I will not go downstairs.
Go. Go.
I am afraid.
Of your own boy. How can you be afraid of your own boy?
Mother, we were not even permitted to look at him.
That doesn't matter now. Nothing matters. Go quickly, please. Oh, please.
Give me the candle.
Get it.
Very well. Don't stumble on the stairs, Mother.
No.
Here, I'll hold the candle up
high. Oh! What's the matter?
A shadow. A shadow on the stairs. It startled me. Oh.
Now, where is it?
Here, on the mantel.
Do you have it?
Yes, I have it.
Oh, well. Wish.
It is foolish and wicked. It's wrong for us to be doing this.
Wish.
I wish my son alive again. Oh, I can't hold it. An awful thing. It moved.
Where is he? Where is he? Why doesn't he come?
I'm cold.
Oh, how silent the house is.
The candlelight. The candlelight makes such strange shadows, like giants calling along the walls and the rafters.
Where is my boy?
That monkey's paw, lying on the floor. That shriveled bit of nothingness. Certainly cannot rule life and death. It's a joke, a bad joke, Mother. What happened before was coincidence. I thank heaven that awful thing does not have such powers.
He will come. In a moment. He will come. I know. I know.
He will not come. We should not wish it. Come to bed, Mother.
No.
The candle is going out. Oh, dear.
The clock sounds so loud. Like heartbeat.
The darkness seems to close in on you. I can't stand it. I can't stand it a moment longer. Mother. Mother, listen to me. Come to bed. Try to sleep. In sleep, perhaps we shall find forgetfulness.
Yes. Yes.
Take my arm. You must not fall on the stairs.
You're right. I'm a silly old woman. Stop. Huh? Stop a moment.
Huh?
I'm out of breath.
Yes, my dear.
What's that?
A rat. It just passed us on the stairs.
It's Herbert. He's at the door.
Don't go. For the love of heaven.
The dog way out. Please.
No, no. What are you going to do?
It's my boy. It's Herbert. I forgot it was 2 miles away. What are you holding me for? Just go on. Just open the door.
For God's sake, don't let it in.
You're afraid of your own son. Let me go. There. I'm coming, Herbert. I'm coming.
Mother, I beg you. Please, don't. Don't open that door.
In a moment, Herbert. In a moment. The bolt. The latch, son.
The monkey's paw. I dropped it here on the floor. Dear heaven, let me find it before she gets the latch open.
The latch won't open.
There.
I have it.
Monkey's paw, here is my third wish. I wish my son asleep. And at peace again.
I'll be dead. I've got to get this open now.
The remarkable story by W.W. Jacobs, The Monkey's Paw. Our congratulations to our leading players, Jeanette Nolan and Norman Field, for their memorable performances. Lawrence and Lee, as always, dramatized and directed. And we're grateful to America's songwriting genius, Mr. Oscar Hammerstein II, who chose The Monkey's Paw as his favorite story.
That's going to do it for the horror for today. I'll be back Saturday. An episode from Escape, in one of their versions of an Edgar Allan Poe story. In the meantime, RelicRadio.com has this show, all the other shows, past episodes, links to everything. You can download, you can listen, visit our forum, Shoutcast stream, Facebook page, all that stuff. Find it all at RelicRadio.com. There's also a donate button. If you'd like to help support this and all the Relic Radio shows, I appreciate it. And thank you very much to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back Saturday with another episode of The Horror.